USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, owns up to doing some not-so-smart things as he helps lead the White House effort to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. Things like forgetting to eat and not getting enough sleep. The blunt-speaking Fauci also has had to contend with a deluge of online threats and uncomfortable personal encounters with admirers as the pandemic consumes his every hour. Nevertheless, the 79-year-old epidemiologist insists he's just doing his job. Still, concerns about his safety are serious enough that Fauci now has a security detail. The Department of Health and Human Services requested that the U.S. Marshals Services authorize special agents from the HHS Inspector General's office as part of Fauci's protection, according to people familiar with those arrangements. The Justice Department approved a request to deputize 9 agents to protect Fauci. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The president says he's still hoping the U.S. economy can turn around soon despite the pandemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
We have to open our country again.
President Trump at yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing saying Americans shouldn't be sitting around and he wants to reopen the nation as quickly as possible.
We don't want to be doing this for months and months and months. We're going to open our country again.
As many health experts say, the next 2 weeks will be critical to stopping the spread of the pandemic. There is some talk that the president is sending mixed messages about what people should be doing.
And with some good coronavirus news, a 104-year-old man who lived through the Spanish flu, the Great Depression, and World War II has now recovered from the coronavirus. William Labshies contracted the virus at the Allworth Veterans Home in Oregon. He first started showing symptoms on March 5th and was isolated in his room, but now is considered completely recovered from COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The federal government's relief program for small businesses is off and running, with some businesses able to apply and several big banks saying they're not quite ready to process applications. Millions of small businesses are expected to apply for these rescue loans from the $349 billion Paycheck Protection Program, which was put in place to help them retain workers and pay bills. Roughly 2,300 loans valued at $889 million have been processed so far, according to the Small Business Administration. The program is being overseen by the SBA, but banks are handling the application process on their own. Some large lenders like Wells Fargo, Huntington Bank, and Bank of America said they are ready to go, while JPMorgan Chase said they would not accept applications, citing the lack of guidance from the Treasury Department. Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43%. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43%. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in the general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.